Today's front page drama offers The Devil's Daughter, featuring Miss Sheila Hayes in the role of Diana Barclay. This is the second in the series of front page dramas adapted from the pages of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed to all Hearst to Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. The Devil's Daughter was produced in the New York studios of the General Broadcasting Company.
This way, ladies and gentlemen. This way, if you please. You are now standing in the Temple of Sekhmet, the Egyptian goddess of destruction. Directly in front of you is the statue of the goddess. It is made of granite and stone. It stands 10 feet high. The number of hours of labor consumed in its erection is unknown. I respectfully call to your attention the slim, feminine, upright body with the lion's head. Sekhmet is known as a hater of children and all weak things. It is whispered that although she descends from a long line of kings, her mother was a witch and a wanton, despite her being a queen, and Sekhmet's father was the devil himself. I ask you to look up there at that little square hole in the roof. According to tradition, when the moonlight illuminates the statue, it has the greatest occult power.
Isn't she fascinating? Oh, guys.
Madame?
Could I, or could anyone spend the night here to see the goddess demonstrate her power?
I am very sorry to disappoint, madame, but that is not to be permitted. I do not wish to alarm you, but reports have been made to the authorities of strange happenings to those who have dared to remain here all night.
Strange happenings? What do you mean?
People have been known to have lost their minds, madame.
Oh, good heavens, how terrible.
Now, if the ladies and gentlemen of my party will return to the cars, we shall proceed to Luxor. This concludes the tour of Karnak, the city of the dead.
No one is allowed to stay in the temple, eh? Well, I'm going to. I'll spend a night with the devil's daughter.
And so, because one strong-willed woman was determined to defy Oriental superstition and eerie legend, the American Weekly is able to print another thrilling story from real life, which the American Theater of Radio now presents to you under the title of The Devil's Daughter. It is the witching hour of midnight. Two figures stand before the sacred shrine of Sekhmet, the Egyptian goddess. Listen.
Diana, please.
No, it's no use, Charles. I tell you, I'm going to spend the night in there.
But, Diana, listen to reason, won't you?
Reason? Why, you haven't given me one sane excuse for not going through with it.
Very well. I'll give you an illustration. You remember when Sir Reginald Wilton was stationed out here in Luxor? How he came back before his time was half up and without his wife?
Yes, I remember. She died while he was here.
Did you ever hear how she died?
No.
Well, she had the idea of staying in the temple all night, and so she did. She dressed in her finest gown, and she wore her most beautiful emerald. They came for her next morning.
They found her dead, I suppose.
No, not dead.
What do you mean, Charles?
They found her groveling before the statue of the goddess offering her jewels, completely insane.
Oh, no.
The fact.
Well, of course, that's awful, but Lady Wilton was the type to fly off the handle anyway, and I'm not.
The goddess is said to have her revenge in other ways.
For example?
Well, last year, Cleon Drummond had a goddess.
Well, he's still alive and in his right mind.
Oh, yes, Cleon came through it without any harm to himself. But the very next day, now mark this, Diana, the very next day, his two children, the only two things on earth he loved, were killed in a murder smash in England.
Oh, the poor man.
And he hasn't been the same since. Gets terrible spells of black melancholy.
Oh, I'll admit tragedy hit right on the heels of his night in the temple, Charles. Now, but how can you prove that it had anything to do with it? His children might have been killed anyway.
You can't make anybody out here see it that way, Diana. Oh, now, look here. You're a very pretty girl. You've everything in life to live for. You're only out here on a holiday. After all, why tempt fate foolishly?
Oh, I've never been afraid of anything yet, Charles. And I'm not going to let some old girl who's been dead thousands of years have the laugh on me.
Well, for my part, I'd much rather that some old girl who'd been dead thousands of years should have the laugh on me than have all my living friends and relatives weeping at my grave.
Oh, now, look here. You tried to scare me out of staying here, and it didn't work, and sarcasm isn't going to work either.
Yes, but...
No, Charles, no. Just as soon as Alzheimer's arrives in my blankets, in I go.
And nothing I can say will make you change your mind?
Nothing?
Not even when I say I love you.
But, Charles, I didn't dream that you never said that.
No, I never said anything about it before, Diana. Because, oh, well, never mind that now. But it's true. I do love you. And I love you too much to let you tempt fate like this. Oh, please, please give up the idea.
You make it very hard for me, Charles. But I've never given up anything in my life once I've started it.
But why? Why start anything as dangerous as this?
Dangerous? Oh, no. Come now. Aren't you letting these Eastern legends get to you a little bit?
I don't laugh at her any longer, Diana.
Her?
The devil's daughter. She'll hurt you somehow, I feel sure of it.
Oh, nonsense, Charles. Oh, here comes Isaac with my blanket.
Diana, I beg of you not to go in here tonight.
Blankets, madame.
Thank you, Alzac. Will you put them at the feet of the statue?
There?
Why, of course.
But, madame, it is not permitted.
Now, no one need ever know about it, but we three.
Oh, if Fendi, do not let madame go into the temple. Something terrible will happen.
I've tried to tell her that already, Alzac, but madame will not believe me. Oh, Diana,
oh,
please.
Oh, please, Charles, please. I'm going in, and nothing can possibly hurt me. Come along, Alzac. I'll show you exactly where I want the blanket.
Yes, don't you
will you leave your lantern outside?
Careful, madame. I should have brought the lantern.
Oh, it's all right. My eyes will get accustomed to the dark in a moment. Oh.
What's the matter? What's the matter, Diana?
Something flew past my face and startled me for a moment, that's all.
Oh, the place is full of bats. Diana, please.
Oh, now. There she is. Your goddess. With the moonlight streaming down on her, how cruel she looks.
She is cruel. Remember, Diana, you are defying the goddess of destruction.
Oh, Charles. Will you put the blanket here, Anzac?
As madame wishes.
Thank you. And now you may go, both of you.
You won't let me stay with you?
Oh, Charles, please, dear. I'd rather see through alone, like the others.
Well, look here. Take my automatic. You may need it.
No. It's useless to face the unknown with firearms.
Then I shall camp just outside the doorway. I'll come in on the double if I hear anything in here.
Thank you, Charles.
All right. Come along, Elzick.
I am with you, with Andy.
Well, now, here I am, Selma. I wonder what you're going to do to me. You drove Lady Wilson mad and you killed Clarence Drummond's children because you hated his strength and his indifference. Well, devil's daughter, I have nothing to offer you. No jewels, no children. How are you going to hurt me, I wonder?
Diana!
Yes, Charles?
Are you all right? I thought I heard you.
Oh, I'm quite all right. I was talking to Her Majesty here. It's my voice you heard.
Oh, thank heaven. I say, don't you want the lantern in here with you?
No, thanks. It would spoil everything.
Oh, very well. I'll trot back to my post. I'll come when you call, remember?
I'll remember. Well, Sekhmet, why don't you start something? Very well. I can wait as long as you. So, your mother is a queen, Sekhmet. Did she have a lion's head like yours? Well, I'm so sorry if I'm boring you, Your Majesty. Do let me know when you're ready to do something.
Woman. Woman.
What's that?
Listen to me. I am Sekhmet, goddess of destruction.
You are Sekhmet.
I am Sekhmet.
Oh, no, I'm dreaming.
You are not dreaming.
What do you wish of me?
Your mind.
My mind? Oh, no. You shan't have that.
Your soul.
No one can take my soul from me.
Before the moon sets and the sun rises, I shall have your mind and your soul.
Never.
I have spoken. You came to scoff. You shall not leave my temple alive.
You can't harm me, Sekhmet. I am me. And you're a fool.
It is you who are the fool, woman. Think you mortal mind and mortal body can overcome the wisdom and power of the ages? I am immortal. I am ageless. I live forever. I shall never die.
What are you going to do to me?
I shall take you from your life. Take you for myself, as I have taken others before you.
They were weakling, Sekhmet. I'm not weak.
Mortal strength is nothing when pitted against my will. I shall crush your spirit, and you...
Crush me? How?
I can leave this temporal body of granite and stone and envelop
you. Tell me you're lying, Sekhmet. You're trying to scare me.
stuck.
Am I lying, woman? Or can you feel my spirit around you, crushing you?
You can't really hurt me.
Woman, I have not even begun to hurt you.
And let me see your work.
There is no need for haste. Time is infinite. Time is endless.
I'm not afraid of you, Sigmund. You hear? I'm not afraid of you.
That makes no difference. Sekhmet takes what she wants. Oh. Nothing can stand in the way of her desire.
Oh, I can see your presence. If only I could see you.
You shall see me when I have taken you for myself.
Stop. Let me go. Get away from me, you devil's daughter. Get away. You shan't harm me. You hear? You shan't harm me. I warn you. If you come any nearer, I will...
Woman, you will do nothing.
I will. I'll raise my hand like this.
It will avail you nothing.
I will slap you. I will slap you with my clenched fist.
You dare not.
I will. Like this.
Diana! 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 What happened? Diana! Diana! Are you all right?
I'm all right, dear. Nothing's happened.
No, but the crash, the noise. What was it?
What noise? What crash? Nothing happened.
Well, Alzac and I heard the most awful rending of stone. It sounded as though the whole temple had fallen down on you. Alzac, bring the lantern.
Yes, Miss Randy.
Tell me, dear, just what happened?
I don't know. It seemed as though I heard the voice of Sekhmet threatening me. Then I felt something crushing me. I couldn't see anything, but I drew back my hand like this, and I lashed out with it.
Did you hit anything?
No. My hand simply struck air. And then I screamed and... Oh.
The lantern, Effendi. Is Madame safe?
Yes, thank God. Here, hold it up. Let's have a look around.
Look.
Where? What?
The face of the statue.
Good Lord.
What is it?
It's broken. See that crack running from the left point of the jaw right across the face?
And there's no more expression to it. My child, you remember how cruelly fascinating she looked. What's happened?
You've killed her, that's all. You've killed the devil's daughter.
My hand hit nothing, I tell you.
Oh, you don't think that your little white hand broke that granite, which is 2 centuries, do you?
Then how?
You killed her with her own weapons. You killed her with your will. You broke the spirit of the devil's daughter.
This way, ladies and gentlemen, this way. You are now standing in the temple of Sekhmet, the Egyptian goddess of destruction. Currently in front of you is the statue of the goddess. It is made of granite and stone. It stands 10 feet high. The number of hours consumed in this erection is unknown. I respectfully call to your attention this slim, feminine, upright body with the lion's head. Across the face of the statue is a crack, which mysteriously appears one night and for which no one can account. Although she descends from a long line of kings, it is whispered that Sekhmet is...
And so ends another front page drama taken from the pages of the American Weekly Magazine. This true story will appear in next Sunday's issue under the title, 3 Weird Nights with a Devil's Daughter. This is only one of the many interesting stories and articles appearing in the American Weekly, the magazine distributed to the all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing. Your own announcer will now give you further details of the many other interesting features appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly Magazine. Thank you. today's front page drama, Pawn of Circumstance, is featuring Charles Warburton in the role of Frank Martin. This is the third in the series of front page dramas and is adapted from true life stories appearing in the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Pawn of Circumstance was produced in the New York studios of the General Broadcasting Company.
Looks as if she'd been strangled by her own belt. Now, you say she was dead when you found her, eh?
Just as she is now, Constable. That's the way she was when I opened the door to the shop.
Well, I'll have to make my report. Now then, what's her name?
Well, I don't know, Constable. I never saw her before in my life.
Oh, you didn't, eh? Well, what's your name?
Martin. Frank Martin.
Frank Martin. Address?
Number 7, Tewkesbury Lane, West.
Tewkesbury Lane, West.